7:41 at WEOL. Craig, it's time to talk about our liver. We've got some people that can help us. We have from the American Liver Foundation, Thomas Nealon, and also we have with us Dr. Ghassan Abu Alfa, who is a medical oncologist with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Great. Let's talk with liver cancer. How prevalent is this disease?
It's quite prevalent, and unfortunately, the reality is most people are unaware of how prevalent it is, which is why we are partnering with Bayer on this Are You at Risk campaign, so that people become aware of the risk factors and, as a result, consult their physician and get detection early so they can get treatment early when the options are much greater.
So how does the cancer affect? We sort of know cancer for other organs, I guess. How does it affect the liver?
So the cancer of the liver happens because as you just suggested, the cancer cells or the actual structure of the liver get affected by the cancer. And unfortunately, it kind of manifests itself in two important factors. One of them is the cancer itself, and the other one is actually the liver failure components that come along with it. And that's why, again, I reiterate what Tom just mentioned. Early detection is very critical to avoid, God forbids, a situation that really goes into a more advanced situation.
How are we putting our livers at risk?
So the risk factors are four, that are the four main ones. Some of them are due to certain preferences in regard to lifestyle, but some of them are just happen by total serendipity. And among all four, hepatitis, which is a viral infection that can affect the liver, there is a hepatitis B. And another one, which again is the same thing, it's a virus that affects the liver, hepatitis C. And then thirdly is overuse of alcohol. And the last one is patients who have high obesity and diabetes that leads to some fatty liver that ultimately leads to liver cancer.
The campaign, Are You at Risk? What do people learn through this campaign? How do they kind of find out if they are at risk?
Well, hopefully, as Dr. Abu Alfa just described, if any of those risk factors are present in their lives or if there is a family history, that they will immediately consult with their physician so that they can be detected early. Unfortunately, liver cancer in its late stage, when it does finally manifest itself with symptoms, has very few treatment options.
Sometimes we forget about our liver. It's not one of the glamorous organs, you know, like the heart or the lung that we have. Doctor, give us a little brief synopsis kind of what our liver is doing for us on a daily basis.
So the liver is very critical for our bodies because it's just the best to exemplify it is like it's like a factory plant that's supposedly is storing our products of wood and processing them to keep them in the body. But more importantly, also it's like our cleaning process where anything which is over used in the body or we don't need any further, it's actually gotten rid through the liver. So the liver really is very critical component of our liver function, is key in to make sure that our body remain healthy and keep us in good shape and form.
And is it true that our liver can kind of regrow or regenerate or has some sort of a process or a capability like that, or is that just a myth?
No, that's very true. If anything, if a certain part of the liver is taken away for a certain reason, the rest of the liver can, yes, regrow and replace it. However, this is very important to note over here that we don't want to send a message like, oh, if I drink alcohol and I take a piece of my liver one day for whatever X reason because of the alcohol, the rest will grow. Actually, damages that can occur to the liver will hinder that regrowing from happening. And in other words, once there is liver damage, and what we call cirrhosis, which means like kind of, you know, heavy damage to the liver, it's very hard to expect the liver to grow itself.
Again, the information is all available at you at risk. Is there a website? What's the link for that?
We urge people to go to the American Liver Foundation website, liverfoundation.org, where they can get more information about the campaign and about the risk factors and about what they can do to safeguard their liver.
If you start following some of the protocol, then are you then kind of reducing your risk at that point? I mean, is there sort of a way to take it back from all the maybe the bad behavior or maybe some of the illness that you've had before?
Great question. So for no doubt on one hand, if a patient is known or know that they are infected with a certain hepatitis, a close follow-up and treatment of that hepatitis can extremely make a big difference in regard to the outcome. On the other hand, knowing a certain behavior, like, for example, of use of alcohol, early prevention and adjustment of that behavior can definitely make a big difference. Right. On the other hand, if the risk is kind of more entrenched in our bodies and causing more problems, unfortunately, it will be hard to get rid of its damage or its effect. But I would say never too late, because obviously we don't want to worsen it further than it is.
What are the symptoms, if anything, would I be feeling or know that, hey, this is my liver's not acting properly, or maybe, or are these things all hidden from us until we get kind of checked out?
That's a great point that you bring up, which is critical that patients remain on their screening and their follow-up all the time. In other words, a patient with hepatitis C, it's a good idea to make sure they check with their doctor on a regular basis, at least once a year, if not twice a year, based on the recommendation of the doctor. Because, unfortunately, if liver cancer is to occur, it might occur without any symptoms per se. There could be some symptoms, but the suggestion of anything specific to the liver cancer per se is hard to suggest. And as such, I would say close monitoring and close follow-up with the doctor is very critical. And anything, of course, as always, which looks concerning to a patient, make sure you see your doctor.
Again, the American Liver Foundation partnering with Bayer with their Are You at Risk campaign. You can go to liverfoundation.org for details. Gentlemen, Dr. Abu Alpha and also Mr. Nealon, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.